وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Humanity needs a lot of generous people. It needs people that can give, that can help, that can elevate the status of other human beings. This is what humanity needs. The last thing we need is greedy people, people who want to hoard things for themselves. And you can see that if you flip through magazines and websites and what have you, and you look at the Forbes magazine, for example, and you look at the richest people on earth, and they have billions of dollars in their pockets they're sitting on, it makes you wonder, what would one person will do with all these billions and millions of dollars? He's just one. How much money would one person need? How much money can a person even spend in a lifetime? But yet, greed, it just never stops. It just makes people want to have more and more and more. What's even more devastating is that with these greedy people is that they create more things that people don't even need to begin with. How many phones do I need? How many cameras do I need? How many cars do I need? How many of these things do we need? If we look around us, there are so many things we don't need. But it wasn't ingrained in our mind that we need these things to make our life easier, to make our life happier, and so on and so forth. So they sell to us, they become more greedy and rich, and we become more poor and needy. That's how the game works. But then again, we say to these people, like, what are you going to do with all these billions of dollars? We need people to share, to give. Now, if you look at all the rich people, one of them, only one, he has enough money to end world hunger. Just one person. But yet, that's not happening, is it? So the systems are failing humanity. The system is killing humanity. The system is destroying humanity. And sometimes, you know, when we talk about greed and people becoming greedy, it's in levels too. Sometimes you have extremely greedy people, and sometimes you have just a little bit of greedy people. Me and you, we can fall into the greed category if we do not learn to give to other people. The first thing we have to keep in mind when it comes to greed and these mental vices and these moral vices is the fact that we need to start thinking correctly. Because when thinking goes out of the way, everything goes with it. Sometimes we deem these greedy people who have billions and millions of dollars, we deem them to be smart and hardworking. Yeah, they might be hardworking, yes. They might be smart in the field that they are in. But in fact, they are the dumbest people on earth. They are the dumbest human beings that worked on this earth. Because that wealth that they have, it will not do them a single deed and a good in the day of Akhir, in the hereafter, which they will go to 100%. Before I continue, let us take a short break. We come back.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that the people who are rich, who have a lot of money, billions and millions of dollars, they are actually the dumbest human beings ever lived. Because the smart person, is the one that thinks of the end, not now. How would you be after you die? Where would you be after you die? The one that thinks about that and works for it is a smart human being. A man who died, he left a pile, a mountain of dates after he died. And what he did, he said, when I die, please give this as sadaqah charity on my behalf. When they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and they said to him, this person left so much dates to be given to the poor. And the Prophet said, this man is obviously not smart enough, because if he gave one single date when he was alive, it would have been much better for him than all of this date given after his death. So a person needs to think of his akhirah, not his dunya. Allah says in the Quran, and this is for the smart people, not for the dumb people, okay, because dumb people, obviously, they will never get this. He says, "A'lamu." إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعَبٌ وَلَهُ. Know for sure, for a fact, that this world indeed is for fun and entertainment and vain. وَزِينَ beauty, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, boasting between yourselves. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمَّالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, trying to have as much wealth and much children. And Allah says, كَمَثَلِ زَرَعٍ, and He gives examples like that of a farm that is green and fruitful, and then all of a sudden a wind comes to it and leaves it nothing. It takes everything from the roots, and then a person loses everything. That's the same thing with us. We work so hard, we make so much money, we become greedy, we do not give, we don't share, we don't think of other fellow human beings, and when death comes, we leave it all behind. We take nothing. Allah says, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The true living, the real living, is in the hereafter. But do we contemplate about that? Do we think about that? Most of the times we don't. We said, no, I want to have the most. I want to have the best. I want to keep to myself. I don't care about people. It's not my business. I don't like to give. But then Allah says, okay, by all means, in the hereafter, don't ask for much, because we gave you everything here and you did not share it, even though we wanted you to share. That's the test of life. Everyone has to go through that test. And Allah says to the people who think, to the smart people, to the smart human beings, He says, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What Allah has, what He in store for you, is even better and more and everlasting. What you have is not everlasting. Allah gives you now. He gives you many, dollars. You can have millions and zillions and billions. But what it last? Can you take any of it with you? No, you can't. But you can take it with you under the condition that you give to other people, that you don't keep hoarding it, that you don't keep storing it, that you don't keep becoming greedy about it. No, you give it to other people. You help other fellow human beings. This is the notion. If human beings apply, this world would be a better place. Instead of just keeping and becoming greedy, we can help other fellow human beings. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله